Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Yud Ches, a good Erev Shabbos. Today we have we're starting with a completely new topic. We've mentioned before that there is certainly a zika, a connection between a woman whose husband dies without children, Rachman Litzlan, and his brother, right? Again, between a Yavam and a Yevama, where there's something, a connection called a zika. Now the question is, the Gemara here is going to have a debate back and forth if yesh zika or ein zika, or the Gemara is going to use those phrases, if there is a zika, if there is a connection, or if there isn't. Now that's not exactly accurate. As we dive into this, it's important to just mention, because everybody agrees there certainly is some sort of connection between the Yavam and the Yavama, right, between the woman and her husband's brother. The question is, how strong is that connection? Is that zika, is that connection considered to be a full-fledged or almost halachic marriage? Or is it just like kind of like a small little connection that doesn't have ramifications? What's the ramifications? What's the legit ramifications of it? The Gemara is going to discuss, amongst other situations, is whether that person, let's say the brother, the husband's brother, is allowed to marry his Yavama's mother. Because we know, again, that one of the Arayos is a woman or her mother, for example. So, you know, a person can never marry his wife's mother, but is zika, does that connection, is that enough to create all of the iser to that woman's mother, or is it not, right? Or are they not considered marriage? So basically, when we have the phrase ein zika or yesh zika, that is basically what we'll kind of translate as, is it a full-fledged marriage or is it not a full-fledged marriage, even though it's not really, right? Obviously, it's not, there are steps that need to be taken before they're fully husband and wife, but is it halachically, right, considered to be a very close connection, a very close zika, to the point where they're basically married, or is it not? Or is it not not at all? So that's the Gemara, that's the machlokes we're going to have back and forth. We'll get to the, probably to the Mishnah on Yuchas Mabez, and then we'll call it there, even though that's a little bit early, but because it is Erev Shabbos. Okay, so we're here about, stopped again also a little bit early yesterday, about, you know, let's say 15 lines up, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, that Shomer Ziyavam Shemeso, let's say a Shomer Ziyavam, a woman is waiting for Yibum, and then she dies. Right, so then Mutar Bi'ima, right, that the brother of the husband, not only did the husband die without kids, but now his wife dies, while before they could do Yibum with Chalitza, so the brother is allowed to marry that woman's mother. Imply, again, with that implies that they were not married, because that Isser of the mother of your of a person's wife, right, it exists, right, even after the woman passes away. So the person's not allowed to take a woman and her mother, right, regardless of whether the woman is alive or not. The only erva that changes status after a woman dies is achos isha. That if a person marries a woman and then she dies, so then a person is then allowed to marry her sister, even though that's obviously not true while she's still alive. So here, again, the implication is, if you tell me that mutar be'ima, that the guy who, that the yavam, right, is allowed to marry the yavama's mother, so that seems to imply that they are not halachically married. And that's what this says. Alma Kassavra, apparently Rav Huna is holding here that ein zika, that again, ein zika doesn't mean there's no zika, but it means that they're not, right, fully halachically linked. I v'lema halach k'divrei omer ein zika. So the Gemara says, why doesn't Rav Huna just say that the halacha is there's no zika, or ein zika, as we explained? So the Gemara says, if he would have said that, so havamina, you might have thought, hani mili betray. And that's only if there are two potential brothers to marry this Yavama, meaning that, again, a zika is a connection to, from the Yavama to a brother. Now, if there are two possibilities, that's obviously a much less of a connection. If there's only one brother waiting there to do Yibum, so then you could argue, that perhaps, theoretically, that that's a really strong connection and they could be sort of, kind of, halakhically married. But if there are, I don't know, four brothers for this woman to marry, so obviously she's not fully married to any of them, and then maybe you'd say that ein zika. But Elo b'chad, but if there's only one guy there, only one brother waiting, then maybe yesh zika, then maybe you would hold yesh zika. So therefore, Rav Huna said that that you're not, you are allowed to marry the girl's mother, to imply that even if there's only one brother, ein zika. Filema I, so why doesn't he say, okay, but fine, but why doesn't, don't we just say that halacha give divrei omer ein zika afila b'chad? So why don't we just say that? That there's no zika in any case. So Gemar says, Yamar Hachi, if he would have said this, avamina afila mechayim, that you might have thought that you're even allowed to marry the woman when the woman is still alive. Meaning, let's say, even before Ibn Khalidza, you could just straight up marry that girl's mother. Right? Like, and so, Kamashmalas, therefore, is teaching us that, no, la chamisa'in mechayim lo, that you can only marry the mother after Zika is dissolved some way, whether you did Yibum or Chalitza, or the woman dies. Mechayim lo, but if she's still alive, then no, that's Aser. Why? Mishum de'Aser levatal mitzvahs yivmim, or whatever it is. Meaning, you're not allowed to be mevatel Yibum. As we'll see, this is a discussion, this is a machogas, it comes up a lot. The question is, are you allowed to get rid of a mitzvah of Yibum? For example, if a woman falls, as we illustrated, right? If a woman falls to a guy for Yibum, if that guy marries that woman's mother, so then obviously he can't marry the Yavama. Right? Let's say she's not married, right? So her mother's not married. So if that guy goes and marries her mother, so then he can't do Yibum. Right? So that's called being mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum. You're not allowed to get rid of. Again, she doesn't have to do chalitza either, because then she's an erva of one of his wives. So that's called being mevatel mitzvah yibum. So therefore, right, we're trying to clarify that you're only allowed to marry the woman's mother after she passes away and after the zika is resolved one way or another. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Now there's a kasha on Rav Huna that again who says that ain zika. So Tanan, the Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah later on. Mem Tes, Mem Aleph. Okay. So yivimto shemisa. If the yavama passes away, so mutar bachosa. That a person is allowed to marry that woman's sister. Again, if the woman is waiting, Rachel is waiting to do Yibum, and then she passes away, so the Yavam is allowed to marry Leah. So Bachosa in Be'imalo, that implies only the sister. Meaning, again, as I pointed out, the only Isra that changes status after a person's either wife or Zika or whatever, Hashem passed away, is Achosisha, is that the wife's sister. The wife's mother, right, that's always in effect. You can never marry the wife's mother. So that implies that you're not allowed to marry the wife's mother, the woman's mother, even after she dies. So Gemara says, no, really, who adim nafilu bi'ima? Really, no, the same halacha. Don't make that assumption. Meaning, it says you're allowed to marry your sister, implying that you're only allowed to marry your sister and not her mother. So Gemara says, no, don't make that assumption. Really, you're also allowed to marry that woman's mother after the Yavama passed away. V'ayditani reisha ishto shemesa mutra b'achoso b'achoso in avoy b'ima lo de'avi le'esu de'araisa tani nami seifa mutra b'achoso. And since the reisha over there says that if a person's wife passed away, forget Yibum, forget Yavama, if a person's wife passes away, he's allowed to marry her sister and not her mother, right, because that's clear, so then we just have the same language in the Seifa, but not because we're actually supposed to imply anything about the Yavama and her mother. Okay, for Rabbi Yehuda Amar, and then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Shemar Yavam Shemesa Asr Be'ima, that if a Yavama passes away, you're not allowed to marry her mother, implying Alma Kasavra, apparently, Yesh Zika, that there is a strong halachic bond between the Yavam and the Yavama, to the extent that they are halachically, you know, almost married, and therefore all the arayos would apply. I believe Malach Kedivrei Omer Yesh Zika. So why don't we just say? Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say that there is Zika? So Gemara says, "Yehava Omer Hachi." If we'd have said that, so then Hava Mina Hanimili B'chad. Now you might have applied if there is Zika. That's only if there's one potential brother. Again, similar to what we just did. That's only if there's one potential brother, where the Zika, the connection between the woman and the single brother of the guy who passed away, there's only one connection there. It's only one guy there. Maybe they're fully married. I'll betray him, but if there's more than one, so then they ain't Zika. So then maybe we would hold that there's no Zika because you can't clarify which woman this woman is going to marry. So Kamar says, what do you mean? You can't suggest that. If a haki pligi betray pligi, what do you mean? That machoka is over there is by two. Well, when there are two brothers. Right, again, that Mishnah over there says there are two brothers. So it can't be that, oh, in two brothers, you would have assumed that it only applies by one and not by two. The whole case is by two brothers. So it says, El I Amar Haki, really, no. Really, if you would have said that it ain't Zika, that Yesh Zika, that there is Zika, Hava Amina, you might have thought, Mechaim, that's only when she's alive. But Lachar Misa, but after she passes away, then Pakala Zika, then you might have thought that the Zika is gone. That's Kamash Malan, so therefore the Zika Bechtei Lo Paka, that Rabbi Yehuda says that no, that it doesn't disappear just when the woman dies, and in fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you would still not be allowed to marry the Yavama's mother. So maybe we'll use what we just used as a kasha on Rav Huna, maybe we'll use that as a proof for Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah that we just quoted, right, implying that if a Yavama passed away, you're allowed to marry your sister, but not her mother. This Gemara says, no, really, this Mishnah says you are allowed to marry the mother. And that's against Rav Yehuda necessarily. That is against Rav Yehuda. The Aidi, the Tana Reisha, Ishto Shemesa, Mutar Bachosa, right? Davka Bachoso, Avabi Yimalo, right? Davi Leisa, Doraisa, right? Tana Nami Seifa, Mutar Bachosa. Again, just because the Reisha pointed out that halacha by a person's wife, so therefore use the same language by a person's Yavama. And don't necessarily make the implication that we made before. Okay, fine. So now, basically, we have a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, whether Ein Zika or Yesh Zika. We started with Rav Huna, that it says Ein Zika, and according to Rav Yehuda, Yesh Zika. So, Masiv Rav Huna Bar Chia. Rav Huna Bar Chia as the Kasha from our Mishnah, right? Also, Ba Maimer Umeis, Shnia Choletzis Velo, Meis Yabamis, right? If you remember from our Mishnah, we have Reuven, Levi, and Shimon, right? Reuven passes away, so his wife falls to Shimon, right? And then, after Reuven died, right, and before Yibum to Shimon, right, Levi, right, was born to their parents, to their father specifically, as we pointed out yesterday. Yibum is through the father. So then, what do we say? Im asava maimer, if Shimon did maimer to Mrs. Reuven, so then umeitz, and then he dies. Shnei chalitzes v'lo misya bemes. Then Mrs. Shimon, right, would do chalitza, but not Yibum, because again she's considered to be, right, a co-wife, right, with Shimon's, right, with Shimon's, with Mrs. Reuven. And again, since if you're doing Maimer, that's a connection, that's a derabanan, that Levi can't marry them, right, because that's already Levi is a achshalo of a olam. So Levi can't marry Mrs. Reuven. So since Mrs. Shimon was a co-wife of Mrs. Reuven, midrabanan, because Shimon did Maimer, so therefore, right, he does Chalitza and not Yibum. So the Gemara just implies, Taima Dabba Ba Maimer. All that is because Shimon did Maimer. Halover Ba Maimer, but he didn't do anything. But then she was still waiting for Yibum, so then Shnia Nami Yibum Miyavma. Maybe Levi could do Yibum with Shimon. With Mrs. Shimon, because she wouldn't be considered a tsara, a co-wife of Mrs. Reuven. But if you tell me the connection between Shimon and Mrs. Reuven is strong, so then Havi Tsarasakh Shloya Balama Bazika. But what do you mean? So then Mrs. Shimon was a tsara of Mrs. Reuven, even though Mrs. Reuven wasn't married to Shimon necessarily, but there's still a tsara because there was a Zika there. There was a connection, there's a locked connection, and so Levi should not be able to marry Mrs. Shimon. So Rabba says, no. Who I didn't, I feel I forgot the love of my Maimer. No, the Maimer is not the key thing here. This is true even if there was no Maimer. That Shnia Mechalitz Chalza and Miyubim Lo Meyabne. That Levi is not going to do Yivim with Mrs. Shimon. Vadu Tani Maimer, the whole reason we added Maimer is the Fugi de Beis Shammai, is to tell me that we don't hold like Beis Shammai, Damri Maimer, Konakin, and Gamar. To tell me, again, we'll see later that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer, we've been saying that Maimer is, again, is Kedushin Midrabanan, even though how do you do Yibum? Yibum is, you go and sleep with your brother's wife, but you don't actually have to give her Kedushin or anything, but Maimer is a Kedushin Midrabanan because Chazal wanted there should be some sort of formal Kenyan. Beis Shammai holds that makes her fully your wife. So we need to the Lafuki to exclude, to say that that's not true, that Maimer does not do that, does not make it fully your wife. And that's what we're trying to teach me. Now, Anichanami, you would ask Akasha, why do you have to exclude Beis Shammai, right? We never pass on like Beis Shammai, that's Akasha, and it's dealt with, but I didn't get really a chance to look into it. Okay, Esve, Abaye asked another Akasha, Shnei Achen Ba'olam Echad, this is not a Mishnah. This is Mishnah. Tomorrow's stuff and Daf Yates. Okay, fine. Shnei Achim Be'olam Echad. If there are two brothers, meaning that they were alive, right? Umeis Echad Mehem Below Vlad, and one of them died obviously without kids, right? That's the case of Yibum. Amar Hasheni Azel Lasus Maimer Be'Avimto V'Lo Hispik Lasus Be'Maimer. And Shimon wanted to do Maimer, right? But he didn't get a chance to. Achinolad Lo Ach Umeis. Right, and then Levi, right, was born, right, and Shimon died. So again, now what happens? So Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon now fall to Levi. So Rishona, so Mrs. Reuven Yotza Mishum Eishes Echav Shalai Ba'alamo, right? She's an erva to Levi, because right, he was born after Reuven died. Ushniya and Mrs. Shimon Ochel Etzel Mrs. Yabemes, right? She does either Chalitza or Yibam. She is totally fine, right? Shimon didn't do Maimer, right? Again, we said that Shimon didn't do Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, so therefore Levi is allowed to marry Mrs. Shimon, so either Yibam or Chalitza. I mean, that's his choice. The Gemara says, one second, if you tell me there is Zika between Shimon and Mrs. Reuven, so why can Levi marry Mrs. Shimon? She's connected to him. She's a tzara to Mrs. Reuven. So the Gemara says, "Amani, Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shita. Tamar in Zika. In Echanami, it's not a question against Yesh Zika. It's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir holds in Zika. And therefore, it's not. There's no problem." So the Gemara says, "One second. These really Rabbi Meir in Zika. Does Rabbi Meir really hold that there's no Zika? By Tanah, we know that a Mishnah. This doesn't say Rabbi Meir's name, but it's a Stam Mishnah, and usually Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So this Mishnah is." Okay, Arba Achim, there are four brothers, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shnai Mehem Nisuyim, Shnei Achayos. Right? Two brothers were married to two sisters, right? Reuven, Shimon marry Rachel and Leah. Right? Umesu and Nisuyim, Achayos. Now Reuven and Shimon die. So you have two sisters that are Shaykh to Levi and Yehuda for Yibam. So what do you do in that case? Says the Mishnah, Elu Choltzos Velo Misya Bemos. You have to do Chalitza. V'yisal Gadaitach Sever Rabbi Meir. Now, why do you have to do Chalitza? And we'll see. Well, we'll see in a second. We'll see again. The problem is, now again, theoretically, you can do one and one. Theoretically, you can do one and one, but you can't do both, right? Because you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So what's the halacha? So, if you tell me that Rabbi Meir holds that you can't, there is no Zika, they come from two places, they come from two houses, meaning, why can't Levi marry one and Yehuda marry the other? Let's just do one and one. So, why does Rabbi Meir say there's no Yibum? So, meaning, apparently he holds there is Zika, and there's a connection there, and therefore you can't marry, right, Achuzisha, you can't marry your wife's sisters, because why are these girls considered your wife? So Levi is considered to be Zika, to have a connection, a halachic marriage, sort of, kind of, as we said before, to, let's say, Rachel, therefore he can't marry Leah, and the other way around as well. Meaning they're connected, they must be connected. So the Gemara says, really, lo'olam ein Zika. Really, Rabbi Meir holds, no, there's no Zika. So why can't you just line them up, one-on-one, one, Rachel marries Levi, and Leah marries Yehuda? Because he holds you can't be mevatel yibum. Now, again, as we have before, what is that? How could you be mevatel the mitzvah of yibum if, let's say, Levi marries Rachel? Because the dilma ad miyabe chad ma'is idach v'kabatla mitzvah yibum. Well, maybe yavmin. Right? So maybe what will happen? Levi will marry Rachel, and then Yehuda will die, and then Levi will no longer be able to marry Leah because he's married to Leah's sister. So again, if there are, you know, if there are 10 brothers, so yeah, you can line them up. But Rabbi Meir is concerned that maybe one of the remaining two brothers will die, and then Levi is left with two sisters. And if he marries one of them, he cannot do Yibum to the other. So that's be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum. Right, so that Rabbi Meir, to against that, that's the reason why you can't lie, you know, marry one of the sisters. But really, generally, he holds Ein Zika. So Gemara says, okay, but Ein Zika Tibata. So Gemara says, well, who cares? Wait, one second. Right, Da'am Abram Gamliel Ein Zika. Right, meaning if you hold Ein Zika, right, why does that necessarily mean that you'd be concerned of being mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum? Rabbi Gamliel Amar Ein Zika, because Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no Zika, but umutter levatel mitzvah Yamim, meaning those halachas don't necessarily line up. You don't have to hold both of them. Right? Rabbi Gamliel holds there ain't Zika, there's no connection, but you are allowed to be mevatel Yibum. Tetzan, because we're in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, im ma'ana, if she does miyun, now again, this case is where someone was married to a ktana, but again, miyun, if you remember, so miyun is We marry a katana midrabanan, right? Her mother and her brother, if the father passes away, mother and brother marry off a girl who's a katana, and she is allowed to annul the marriage when she becomes a gedola. So let's say a guy was married to a katana, and then, right, her older sister, who is, let's say, a gedola, right, ended up, her husband passed away, and now the older sister falls to the same guy, to the husband of the katana, for yibum. So obviously you can't marry both of them, but the yibum, but the marriage to the katana is only midrabana. So what does the guy do? He's married midrabana to a katana, and he has a yibum connection, a possible connection to a gedola. So Rabbi Gamliel says imiana, right? So then miana, right? I mean, that's fine. If the Gemara there, the Mishnah there says, what do we do with that? So Rabbi Gamliel says, two possibilities. If the katana does miyun, so great. So then they were never married, right? That miyun retroactively gets rid of the marriage to the katana. So then he can go do yibum with the gedola. Vim lo miyana, but if she doesn't, so then simply tamtin achi tishetagdil. You can wait until that katana gets older, becomes a gedola. Vetetzi halazu b'shimachosisha. Then the gedola, let's say in 2 years' time, right, when the katana becomes a gedola, so now, right, the guy will be married to the gedola's sister, legitimately, might be daraisa, and then, you know, she will go out, right, and she doesn't need yibum chalitza because she is an erva to this guy. So that, we see that, again, Rabbi Gamliel holds there's no zika, and yet he allows you to be mevatel yibum. He allows you to wait until this katana becomes a gedola, and at that point, the yibum and chalitza won't be able to be performed at all because she'll be an erva. We see that Rabbi Gamliel allows the situation to play out. Well, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of yibum, even though right now you're faced with a marriage derabanan to a katana and a potential mitzvah of yibum deraisa. So you see that. So why does Rabbi Meir hold like that? So he said to him, and then this is Rabbi Nabaya going back and forth. So Rabbi said back to him, "Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir karamis. Well, you bring a kasha on Rabbi Meir's shita from Rabbi Gamliel. Right, those are tanoim. Right? They can argue with them." With each other. So the Gemara says, no. How could Kamina? This was the Kasha. Meaning, Rabbi Meir, right, again, think about these Shitas here. Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir concerned for? He's concerned that in the case where you have four brothers, right, two of them die, married to sisters, right, Levi and Yehuda, we're concerned that Levi will marry one sister, and then maybe Yehuda will die. Maybe. And then Levi won't be able to do Yibum to Leah. So that's what we're saying. Rabbi Meir chayish afil the sfeika. The Rabbi Meir is so concerned with being mevatel the mitzvah of yibum that he's concerned for a suffik. We don't know if Yehuda's going to die, but maybe he'll die. And Rabbi Gamliel doesn't care about suffik. He doesn't even care about a vadai. Meaning this girl is definitely going to get older. And when she becomes older, that's going to mess up the yibum between this guy and the gedola. So, but he doesn't care. Rabbi Gamliel afil the vadai lo chayish. So that's what we're concerned. Why it doesn't make sense that there'd be such a broad range of possibilities. So Gemara just says back, maybe there is. Right? Mind the chayish, or feel the vaday lo chayish. Right? Mind the chayish, I feel the sfeika chayish. The Gemara says, what's your problem? Maybe yeah. In a chanami, that's they have a very wide range of shitas, and one of them is concerned for a suffik, and one of them is not even concerned for a vaday. Okay, fine. Now, period. Okay. Now, again, we said Rav Yehuda holds, which one? That Yesh Zika. Right. Rav Yehuda holds Yesh Zika. So the question is, now Rav Yehuda had two Rebbes, as we mentioned yesterday. Rav Yehuda learned by Rav, and he learned by Shmuel. So the question is, Amar Le Abaye the Rav Yosef, Had Rav Yehuda the Shmueli? He said, this is Shmuel's sheet that the Rav Yehuda is quoting. The Tzank is below the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Achiv Esachosa. If you have a Shemeres Yavam, again, a woman who's waiting to do Yibam, and the guy who's supposed to do Yibam on her was Mekadesh, her sister. So now what do you do? Mishurim Rabbi Yehuda, meaning what do you do in that case? Right? What do you do? Right? So meaning because you can't do Yibam because now it's Achosisha, right? You're not allowed to marry two sisters. So Mishurim Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Amru Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Omim lo, we tell this guy, Hamtein ad she'yaseh achicha ma'aseh, wait until your brother either does Yibam or Chalitza on this girl that you're waiting for, right? Again, the case is where there are two brothers. Right, so let's say we tell Levi, who married this Yevama's sister, wait until Yehuda does either Yibam Chalitza, right, Amr, and meaning, and then you can do Nisuin, meaning he was Mekadesh the girl, right, they Mekadesh her sister, but wait to do Nisuin, right, and wait until do Nisuin until we figure out, right, the Zika. Amr Shmuel, and Shmuel says the halacha of Yehuda ben Beseira, the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel ben Beseira, and then apparently we see there's a Zika there, because if there was no Zika, right, we would allow him to marry right away. But if the Zika means there's a halachic marriage, so we don't allow the Levi to finish marrying the Yavama's sister, because there is already a Zika, so we see that Shmuel holds that there is a Zika. So Gemara says, Amr Lei, so Rav Yosef said back to Abaye, said, the Ider Avmai, so well, why can't he hold like Rav? Right, the problem with that is Kashi Rav Adarav. Right, well, Rav, as we'll see in a second, I think, Rav holds that there ain't Zika. So why can't we say that Rav Yehuda held that Rav holds that Yesh Zika? Right, Dilma Amorayin in Hu Vali B'Darav. Why don't we just say there's a machlokes, right, about what Rav says? So Gemara says, Kevin Didim Mishmei D'Shmuel Behedya, right, Mishmei D'Rav Ka Amorai, right, Lo Shavkina Mishmei D'Shmuel Behedya, Mechamina Ka Amorai, Vali B'Darav. So Abaye just said, well, it makes a lot more sense, right, to say that if we know that Shmuel holds that Yesh Zika, and we know that Rav holds that Ein Zika, and you have a possibility of attributing Rav Yehuda's Shita according to Shmuel and agrees with him, or according to Rav and saying now we have a suffix in terms of what Rav says, so it makes a lot more sense to just say that Rav Yehuda holds like Shmuel, right? Why would you assume that Rav Yehuda is lining up like Rav, and now we don't know what Rav said, if you could just say Rav Yehuda holds like Shmuel, right, and then everything lines up clean, and then you don't have any machlokas in terms of what Rav said at all. Amr Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Amrisei l'shmaitzer k'meder Rav Zvid b'harada. I said all of this in front of Zvid and Harada, and Amar, and he said, Asun hachi mas nisalu. He said, we taught this straight out. You taught this like that. V'ana behedja mas nisam. We taught this straight out. Right, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, right? Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, let Shmuel, so Yavam Shemesa Asa B'Ima, right? Amar Kasavar Yesh Zika, V'Azda Shmuel Atamei, right? Amar Shmuel Halakka Rav Yehuda B'Maseret, right? Again, we said it straight up, we taught it, that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that it holds like Rav Yehuda B'Maseret, that Yesh Zika. Utsrichi, and you need both of these, right? Meaning both of these, meaning the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, and the statement of Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, to teach me that Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. The Yesh mean Yesh Zika, if you would have told me that just Shmuel holds that Yesh Zika, that again, that it's usher, again, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that it's usher to marry a woman's mother if she's your Yavama, so Havamina Hanimi Libichad. Maybe that's only when there's only one guy, one brother waiting to marry again, like we said before, if there's only one brother waiting to marry the Yavama, Kamash Malan, right? Aval betray low, but if there are two, right, so then no. So therefore it teaches me that there still is a Zika. Viyash meaning Allah Karabihuda Ben Beseira, and if you would only tell me that the Allah is like Rabbi Ben Beseira, so then Havamina, then hey Aleph, right, hey mem, right? So a little bit weird. Havamina, that would imply that Hanimili, these words only apply mechayim. That's only if they're alive. Of Allah Misa, but if after the woman passed away, then pakala zika, then maybe the zika is gone. So Kamash Malan, therefore, teaches me that the zika bechdi lo paka. Then no, and when the yavama passes away, right, that does not get rid of the zika. Okay, we could Erev Shabbos, so we're going to call it here, even though it's a little early. We could do the Mishnah, but I think in the end, the Gemara kind of just takes off on the last line of the Mishnah, so we might as well just read it on Matzah Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos and a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.